Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Marshall County's 911 Communications Director, Rhonda Broaddus. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by. We get you once, maybe twice a year to talk about things that are happening in that 911 Communications Center, and we want to bring you in this month because this week is Telecommunications Week. Tell me a little bit about this.
Okay. So, yeah, National Telecommunicators Week is the second full week of April. This year, it's April 12th through the 18th. And it's just a week for us to, although we appreciate our 911 communication specialists every day, every hour, it's a week to really kind of put out there and let people know about the position and the job and the profession that they serve.
And I think really your dispatchers are kind of the unsung heroes of a lot of these situations, because when people call 911, they don't get called and connected to a police officer.
Right.
It's one of the dispatchers that works for you, but then it's always the police officers that get the glory and the picture and the things at the end of the day. So this week is to celebrate you guys.
It really is. You know, and, but I will say that we have really, really good partners. So when they put out those press releases, you know, sometimes they forget. We give them a gentle nudge, but you know, they oftentimes will go in and say, and thank you to the Marshall County Communications Center, because 911 dispatchers, they're known as the first responders. So I don't know if you've seen that out there, but it's a you know, saying that's put out pretty much across the industry. And basically, they're known as the first responders, because first responders, those are the individuals, the great individuals that arrive on the scene and take care of you. But we are the first point of contact, and that's why we're the first responders.
Yeah, and so you guys are constantly training, learning new techniques as we learn more about how humans operate and the different things that communities are dealing with. You guys are also trying to figure out how to navigate some of those phone calls, because it's not a pleasant call like when I call my grandma Shirley. It's maybe a little more stressful and a little intense.
Just a little bit. You know, oftentimes we don't get calls from people having a really good day, right? We get those calls from people possibly having the worst day of their lives, and they just need somebody. They need somebody to listen. They need some help. And that's what the dispatchers are there for. They do everything that they can to try and help the individual, send them the help that they need, or give them a resource, or just send them in the right direction. Sometimes it's just about having that ear, right? So they try their best to be able to do that and be able to serve their community that they love so much.
So are some of the trainings, you guys train them to talk like in a really soft voice so that it's gentle as a response back?
There is a lot of different techniques, and not necessarily changing our voices, but there are techniques that we use to be able to get people's attention. You know, sometimes it's just silence helps a little bit, just because people need to be able to get out what they're saying, and then we can go ahead and have the conversation. And other times, we just kind of walk them through the call. You know, what is this and what is that? The most important thing for people to really understand is, just because we're asking questions, it doesn't mean it's delaying their services. It means that we just have questions for those responders when they arrive on scene. They don't work alone. They work as a team. So while one person is on the phone with you, they've got a partner that's already dispatching the call, right? So it does not delay services. It's really important to be able to answer those questions for the dispatchers, not only for the 911 specialists, but for those responders that we're sending out, because they need that information.
Yeah. So Rhonda, is there any new technology or anything that you guys are working with? I think previously we've talked about like the addition of GPS on cell phones has been a huge help for your team. Is there anything else that is kind of new technology out there?
You know, there is so much technology. A lot of it is just advancements of what we already have, location development, location technology, you know, things like that. It's really important to know where people are at. And as we go through the years and as we go through the technology, we're able to get that better location. Because think about how many people travel through our area on a daily basis, right? When you're out traveling and you go to a different city, do you always know where you're at? People don't always know where they're at. So being able to have those cell phones and be able to get get that immediate location. When somebody, you know, gets into an accident or they're frazzled and they don't exactly know where they're at, we can at least identify where they're at and just try to confirm that information first. So the technology is amazing, and it's just getting better and better as we go through the years.
Do you remember getting around with like MapQuest and things like that? I'm young
Lord.
Enough to remember MapQuest getting off that turn or turning on the wrong way. It's like, all right. We're lost now.
Well, let me tell you what. I realized that in talking in dispatch, you know, one day I did bring up MapQuest, and they're like, oh, you just gave away your age. And I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, I remember those days. I remember the days where we didn't have the location technology, and it took so long to be able to find some people, and that just delayed services. So being able to have the technology and being able to get somebody to them in a more quick fashion, that is just life-saving.
Yeah. So have there been any awards or anything given out to your staff? I feel like every year you guys are getting highlighted with something that you're doing really well here in Marshall County.
Well, thank you. Well, we did get Caitlin Reinecke. She is the B Days supervisor and night supervisor. And she ended up taking her RPL, which is the Registered Public Safety Leadership Program. She did get certified in that, and she'll be going to get the award later this year.
That is awesome to hear that somebody right here in Marshall County is getting that award. You know, I feel like with this job, there's a lot of turnover because it's high stress and things like that. What about your office here? Do you guys have openings? Do you see a lot of high turnover? Is your staff pretty well working together?
Oh, I've got an amazing team. We are actually fully staffed. Super very proud about that. We're kind of not every agency is able to say that they're fully staffed. We are. We currently have two in training, but I am always accepting applications. So if anyone is interested or looking to get into 911, I highly encourage them to go to our website. It's marshall911.org. So that they can go in there, go to the careers page, and then fill out an application. I am always looking at an eligibility list, because that way when there's an opening, we already have those people focus that. So there are some steps to go through, but it's great to get on that. So if you're serious about a career in 911, absolutely apply.
Yeah. So, Rhonda, what would be maybe the background somebody should be bringing with them if they want to be on that eligibility list and maybe mm-hmm. continue to just kind of dip their toes in the 911 field and see what it's all about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The first thing is just do a little bit of research on 911. Think about, you know, is this a job really that I want to do? As far as the requirements to be able to get hired, you have to type 35 words a minute. You have to be able to pass a background. The age of 18, and you have to have either a high school diploma or GED. So not a whole lot of requirements. It's a really good job for even those high school students, people that not everyone wants to go to college. You know, not everyone is ready to go straight off to college. Working in 911, it's an amazing profession. It's one of those things that it just becomes part of you, right? And for the As far as the wages go, I mean, that's a pretty decent job for getting right out of high school, right?
Yeah, and one of the things that you had mentioned before we came on air, you know, everybody wants 911. Yeah. They want somebody to answer that phone when you make the call. So no matter where you go in the country, there's probably a spot where somebody can work as a 911 dispatcher.
There is. Pretty much anywhere you go, 911 centers all across the country are hiring. Right now, there's about a 19% deficit in turnover rates. So it's a pretty high turnover rate in this industry. So to be fully staffed, I am very blessed. I just have an amazing team, and I'm so lucky to have them.
Yeah, and you know, the job, we talk about how it's stressful. You're getting calls on people's, you know, worst day of the year, but there are some wins too. When the officers get to the scene or whomever gets to the scene and things actually work out, that's a big win for your team, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when somebody calls in and even just trying to track down their location, It's just there's an absolute win when we know that we've gotten somebody help that they just didn't know how to get to us or how to relate the information. When we can track that down and try and absolutely get them the help that they need, that's an absolute win for my team. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Rhonda, can you give that website one more time where people can learn about your team and maybe apply to be on that eligibility list as well?
Absolutely. It's marshall911.org.
Awesome. Well, Rhonda, I appreciate all that you and your team does in our community, keeping us safe and being that first responder out there for people in need. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.